This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello from CNN, I'm Anna Sterla with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, January 16th. The White House defended its decision to hit Houthi targets in Yemen last week, telling reporters during a virtual briefing today that it was meant to help protect commercial vessels in the Red Sea. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said that while the Houthi attacks haven't caused any casualties, they've affected merchant shipping in the area. Retired Lieutenant General Mark Hertling is a military analyst for CNN. He described the Houthis on our sister podcast, Tug of War.
This is not a ragtag terrorist force. This is not the kind of action where you say, okay, we're going to go in once, knock out a couple of targets, and everything's going to be just fine. This is going to continue.
That Tug of War episode will be out tomorrow morning. Former President Donald Trump's second defamation trial involving E. Jean Carroll is underway after a jury was selected earlier today. This trial will determine how much money and damages, if any, Trump has to pay Carroll for defaming her in 2019. An earlier jury determined Trump defamed Carroll after sexually abusing her. CNN's Paula Reed has more on what makes Trump's latest legal case unique.
Now, this jury is going to remain anonymous. That's significant because, of course, we've seen with judges, court staff, other grand jurors who have worked on cases related to Trump, they have faced threats. So it is notable that they will remain anonymous in this case.
Qatar's foreign ministry says it has brokered a deal between Israel and Hamas for hostages in Gaza to receive medicine. That's in exchange for humanitarian aid and more medicine, this time to civilians in the most heavily impacted areas of the Strip. On top of famine and airstrikes, Gaza is suffering its longest sustained internet blackout since the war began, more than 96 hours of near-total disruption. That's according to the internet monitoring site NetBlox. Most residents have been unable to reach the outside world since January 12th, with one local mobile network blaming damage from Israeli attacks. The Hamas-run government office in Gaza says the disruption makes it harder for remaining emergency services to reach people wounded in strikes. Israel did not respond to CNN's multiple requests for comment on the communications blackout. A new lawsuit alleges that a decade ago, former Hollywood exec Harvey Weinstein and the current head of Madison Square Garden sexually assaulted a massage therapist. The lawsuit was filed today at a federal court in Los Angeles. The masseuse said she met the Garden's CEO, James Dolan, in 2013, and that he pressured her to have sex with him during a massage. His lawyer says the allegations have, quote, no merit. The lawsuit also names disgraced producer Weinstein, accusing Dolan of setting up a meeting with Weinstein where she was allegedly sexually assaulted. On top of running Madison Square Garden, Dolan owns two professional sports teams, basketball's New York Knicks and hockey's New York Rangers. Weinstein's attorney also denied the lawsuit's accusations. Bill Gates says this technology will change everyone's life within the next 5 years. More on that next. Bill Gates is a big proponent of artificial intelligence, and now he's saying it could change everyday life in just a few years.
Economic productivity is over the next 5 years. We inculcate this into the medical sector, educational sector. It's going to be fantastic.
Gates spoke to CNN's Fareed Zakaria at the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, adding that the goal of his nonprofit, the Gates Foundation, will be making sure both rich and poor countries see the benefits from AI. That may be a tough battle. The International Monetary Fund said in a report this week that without regulation, AI would deepen inequality. Gates is one of Microsoft's biggest shareholders, and it has a multi-billion dollar partnership with OpenAI. That's all for now. I'm Anna Sterla. Our next episode drops at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.